And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of May, 2025. May 23rd is World Turtle and Tortoise Day. There are at least 365 species of turtles and tortoises in the world. It can be easy to get confused between the two. The main difference between them is that turtles sometimes live in the water, while tortoises only live on the land. The 13 families of turtles include tortoises, softshell turtles, leatherback turtles, snapping turtles, and sea turtles, among others. In fact, all tortoises are technically turtles, but not all turtles are tortoises. Both types of animals are shy and solitary creatures, neither one being very territorial. They both lay eggs on land and usually by burying them in nests. Turtles live up to the age of 40 and have streamlined and mostly flat shells. On the other hand, tortoises can live up to 300 years, and they have larger, more domed shells. You will mostly find turtles in the sea, while tortoises inhabit dense jungles and grasslands. The first turtles existed 200 million years ago alongside dinosaurs. Turtles belong to one of the oldest reptile groups in the world, beating snakes, crocodiles, and alligators. Tortoises are unique because they can live in a broad range of habitats, from dry deserts to tropical forests. Their legs are well developed for use on land. Their forelimbs are sturdier, not webbed, and generally much larger in relation to their body size than those of turtles to support their weight. They consume a vegetarian diet, with some minor exceptions for tasty insects along the way. Turtles are unique because they are well-suited to live in water. Their front legs are paddle-shaped, and their back legs have webbed feet to help in moving through the water. They also have tear glands that help them rid their bodies of excess salt. Turtles are omnivores, capable of eating both plants and animals, including algae, seagrass, jellies, small fish, and crustaceans. Their shells are thinner and more streamlined for navigating aquatic environments. Turtles and tortoises cannot crawl out of their shells like some people think. Their shells are permanently attached to their spine and rib cage. They can also feel pressure on their shells just like humans can on their fingernails. The shells grow with them, so it's impossible for them to grow too big for their shells. Sadly, many species of turtles are endangered. 129 of over 300 species of turtle and tortoises on Earth today are either vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered, according to the IUCN. Threats include loss of habitat, pollution, poaching, and the illegal pet trade. It's the birthday of the company Wayfair, launched on this day in 2008. Their website reads, "Coming from a dairy farm background, we knew we could do better. So we set out to create plant-based foods that didn't compromise on taste or quality. We make rich, creamy, and delicious dairy-free foods crafted from simple, wholesome ingredients. From butter and cheese sauces to sour cream and puddings, every product is made to bring joy to your plate and help more people discover just how satisfying plant-based eating can be." The publication of Sister Species, Women, Animals, and Social Justice, edited by Lisa Kemmerer, was on this day in 2011. Sister Species addresses interconnections between speciesism, sexism, racism, and homophobia, clarifying why social justice activists in the 21st century must identify and challenge these various intersecting forms of oppression simultaneously. Through courageous, gripping personal narratives from women who have personally explored links of oppression between human beings and non-human animals, Sister Species examines exploitative enterprises such as cockfighting, factory farming, vivisection, and the bushmeat trade. Sister Species demonstrates with painful clarity why every activist must be on board with other social justice concerns. And here is Aesop's fable, The Tortoise and the Hare. A hare was making fun of the tortoise one day for being so slow. "Do you ever get anywhere?" he asked with a mocking laugh. "Yes," replied the tortoise, "and I get there sooner than you think. I'll run you a race and prove it." The hare was much amused at the idea of running a race with the tortoise, but for the fun of the thing, he agreed. So the fox, who had consented to act as judge, marked the distance and started the runners off. The hare was soon far out of sight, and to make the tortoise feel very deeply how ridiculous it was for him to try to race with a hare, he lay down beside the course to take a nap until the tortoise should catch up. The tortoise, meanwhile, kept going slowly but steadily, and after a time passed the place where the hare was sleeping. But the hare slept on very peacefully, and when at last he did wake up, the tortoise was near the goal. The hare now ran his swiftest, but he could not overtake the tortoise in time. The race is not always to the swift. The Tortoise and the Hare by Aesop. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be like the tortoise and just keep going.